Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashton with the fraud department. May I have your first and last name, please?
Yeah, I don't know if it's Mark Stover or William Stover.
Okay, thank you so much.
And I got a cancellation number here for you. Because I don't know if you know the circumstances or not, or do I need to go into it again?
Well, just allow me one moment, and I can definitely review the notations.
Okay. And I can tell you what app if you need it, the information.
Okay, well, I do show here that, you know, you seem to be claiming fraud. However, it seems as though all of the information does match in the account. So may I ask,
what I'm saying is I do not have a computer in my house. All I have is a flip phone. So how would I order anything? I'm 59 years old. I'm doing fine. When I got a package in the mail, what's your name?
I'm sorry. My name is Ashton. And it looks like whoever...
I got a package in the mail. I just put return to sender because I knew I wasn't supposed to receive nothing because I've never, you know... And then she tells me that I filled everything out. Nobody filled nothing out. And what they did, they put it... somebody did a fraud deal because it came... $177.08 come out of my wife's account, Miss Ashton. And we don't know why or anything. They said that that I ordered something. Well, how could I order something? One, I don't even have access to a computer. You know what I'm saying? At all. And the only thing I'm talking to you on is my flip phone.
Okay. Now, you aren't able to process an order over the phone or anything?
Well, I can process through if I'm talking to somebody, but you're trying to tell me that I called somebody. I never called nobody like that. I didn't even know what it was. I didn't even know what it was till she told me.
We don't take any over-the-phone orders, sir. I can go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim, sir. I just want to make you aware, if there are any false claim or fraudulent charges, it could result in a penalty as well as a criminal charge. So as long as you're sure,
we need to find out who sent that stuff in.
As long as you're sure you are no one placed the order, I can go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
That would be great, and I would like to know when that's going to be back in my wife's account.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold, but while your investigation is processing, I was just stating whoever signed up for the products paid $659 and $749 to receive Extreme Testo Boost.
No, wait. They took $177.08.
I'm explaining the charges, sir, as to why you were billed that. What initiated the account, it looks like it was you paid shipping costs to whoever paid for the Extreme Testo and the Nutrilab. You tried it out for 14 days. If you did not call in to cancel within the 14 days, then we did bill $87.43 and $89.65. So I am unsure as to...
That's right. That's what you billed. And nobody, I didn't receive nothing. Anytime I get a package like that, I just put it back in the mail and said, we return to sender. I believe I got it Tuesday, and I sent it back out Wednesday. I put return to sender. That's how all this came about. And then my wife checked her bank account, and we got no clue what you're talking about. We didn't even know what it was, if you know what I'm saying. We had no clue until I just talked to the lady. Hello?
I'm still here, sir. I was just waiting
on
you to finish.
Oh, okay, great. But I just want to let you know, I had no clue what it was until you all just told me. Until the lady, Miss Tian, told me. And she told me, I said, what? She says, I don't use nothing like that. Especially, why would I pay $180? Why would my wife pay $180 when you know you got a coronavirus going around? Who would spend that much money on pills? That's kind of stupid, wouldn't you think?
Unfortunately, I am unsure of that, sir. So I do know people are still actually trying to get the product, so I am unsure as to how that
Well, I'm just letting you
information
know
or
it was not
yes,
one of
sir.
us, because what I'm talking to you on is a flip phone. But nobody placed an order. We don't even have
Okay.
a computer in our house.
Alrighty.
But yet it
Now,
was
just
taken out
allow
of
me
my
to.
wife. But yet it was taken out of my wife's account.
Allow me to place you on a brief hold, okay, while I get the investigation finished.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. One second. Alrighty, thank you so much for holding. Now, due to you making that fraud claim, we did go ahead and refund those charges back on the account. And looks like the account was already canceled out. You will receive the refunds within 3 to 5 business days.
But, you know, I mean, that's just crazy. If you know what I'm saying. We would never do any stuff like that. Christ, we got bad enough time with coronavirus. I just can't understand why people would do stuff like that. We don't make enough money. My wife's on Social Security and I'm on disability. Saying, you know, we don't make a whole lot of money. So why would I spend that much money on pills? That don't make no sense, does it?
I am unsure as to why and how the pill got ordered, sir, but I know in order for us to have all of the information, it must be put into our
Well, I'm just
website.
trying to,
But
what I'm trying to do, sweetie, is just to fill you in. You know what I'm saying? So you're not left in the dark neither.
okay.
And guess what? By me calming down, I guess that's a whole lot better. You know what I'm saying? Than yelling, cussing, and screaming. Because if I'd
Okay.
been cussing and screaming, you probably wouldn't have talked to me, would you, Ashton?
Well, sir, I wouldn't have had a choice to speak with you. That is what I am here for.
Yeah, but you know, you're a lady, and I mean, I was taught you always respect ladies. At least you try to, anyway.
Okay, that is still
Even
no problem, sir. I'm so.
regardless of what they do to you, that may sound stupid, but that's the way I was brought up. See, you gotta remember, me and my wife, we was brought up the old school way. And like I say, I don't know how you think I could have did it, 'cause I got a flip phone.
Yes, sir, that is still no problem, but we did go ahead and get the account refunded for you. It's all canceled out, so you're not due to receive any further charges or any shipments from us.
Okay, that would be fantastic.
Okay.
Please
Now,
take us off your list. I mean, I'm totally fine. I mean, I guess I'm in good shape, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
okay.
And I don't need anything to make do that. I think I'm pretty good. According to her, I'm pretty good. So,
I do
I mean, that
completely
sounds
understand that.
embarrassing. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, I do completely understand. Well, in the meantime, I am glad I could be of assistance, and I also want to thank you so much for calling me at customer
Mr.
support.
Ashton, can I call you at a certain number that you have a direct line on in case it's not going to the account?
Okay, now I don't have like any direct extension, but you be more than. Well, it'll still be the same number that you would reach to get in contact, with the
With you.
supervisor.
Now,
It won't be.
when I call, can I ask for you, or will it be somebody else?
It'll be someone else, sir. I am not the only supervisor.
Okay. I got you. But can I ask for you?
Well, yes, sir, you can, but the supervisor that you speak to will be more than capable of handling the call as well.
Yeah, well, see, then I got to go into all this again. That was why I was saying that. Okay, so 3 to 5 days. I'm going to write this down right now.
Okay.
But thank you so much, Miss Ashton. And I think it was wonderful and amazing. And please be safe.
Same to you, and thank you so much for calling us at customer support.
I'm so
You.
sorry. I didn't mean to. Well, I hope I didn't cuss or raise hell at you. I mean, really, that's not like me, but I get upset when somebody uses my name and my wife's bank account.
Right, I do completely. Yeah, I do completely understand that, and I do apologize about any inconvenience.
177.08 within the next 3 to 5 days. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, that's all I need to know. And now, do you have a last name?
Well, I cannot provide you with my last name for security purposes.
Well, the only reason why I said that, the only reason why I was asking that, because if it don't go in, then I can say this lady, I talked to this lady. It wasn't had nothing to do with your last name or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my name is Ashton. I do believe I'm the only one here.
Okay. All right. So if I say I talked to Miss Ashton, right?
Correct.
Okay, that would be great. But really, nobody orders anything like that, man. I mean, we're afraid. We're afraid, you know, because we're on both Social Security. We're afraid we're going to run out of money for the end of the month because of the coronavirus. And you may not believe us. They're killing us up here in this little town with this grocery store. And the prices, it'd almost be cheaper to buy cow.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's called price cow.
Yes, sir, and I do hate that. I do know we're going through some things here
Now, where are y'all located at?
Now, I am located in Alabama.
Oh, no kidding. You're right down below us. Now, y'all got a lot of it down there or no?
Yes, sir. Now, in regards to the account, are you sure you don't have any other questions or concerns for me?
No. And then you'll refund that because you got her account number. I don't.
Now, the account has already been refunded. It'll go back into the account in which it was debited.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Thank you, Miss Ashton, and please be safe. That sounds like if you get it, it's bad news.
Thank you so much. Same to you, sir, and thank you for calling us at customer support.
All righty. Thank you.
No problem. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.